This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Republicans are asking a federal judge to block unaffiliated voters from casting ballots in this year's primary election. KUNC's Kyle McKinnon reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
The request comes after a recent court ruling found a key part of Colorado's primary law unconstitutional. It's a rule that requires 75% of a party's central committee to approve opting out of the open primary. Now, the state GOP is asking a judge to block unaffiliated voters from this year's June 30th primary, arguing the current system violates the party's rights. But state election officials oppose the move. They warn it could create confusion just weeks before ballots are set to go out. Unaffiliated voters make up the largest share of Colorado's active registered electorate. They've been allowed to vote in primaries since 2018.
That was Kyle McKinnon. In Denver, the owners of a site for a data center are under new pressure to hold public hearings. CPR's Sam Brash.
CoreSite, a Denver-based developer, is currently building a new data center campus in Elyria, Swansea. It's faced fierce blowback from the majority Latino neighborhood. That's partially because residents worry the project's diesel backup generators could add more pollution to a heavily polluted area. The company now says it plans to install slightly cleaner and smaller generators, but for technical reasons, not environmental concerns. The change still requires tweaking its air quality permit. And before it does, state regulators say the company should hold meetings to address community concerns. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
9 hospitals in Colorado could face cuts to services or even close down due to health cuts to limit federal spending. That's according to an analysis from the nonprofit consumer group Public Citizen. The report defines high-risk hospitals as getting 20% of revenue from government programs and negative net profit margins in recent years. This is CPR News.